أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ بوأنا لإبراهيم مكان البيت ألا تشرك بي شيئا وطهر بيتي للطائفين والقائمين والركع السجود. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 26 of Surah Al-Hajj. In the last few verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala drew comparisons between the believers and the disbelievers, the obedient and the disobedient. Now here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the focus of a believer. And one example in the life of every mu'min will be the example of Khalilullah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins the discussion here very briefly in Surah Al-Baqarah in a little more detail. Allah ta'ala speaks about the rebuilding of the Baytullah, and this shows that as believers we should do everything to turn man's heart towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, of course not forgetting our own. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ. And that time is worthy of remembering, that when we showed Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam the location of Al-Bayt. Al-Bayt generally is translated as a house, the house, and this house refers to the Kaaba. Now the narrations differ. One is the Malaika were the very first to have built the Baytullah. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam, and he reconstructed the Baytullah because the structure had become weak. And then during the floods of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, one narration, the structure of the Baytullah was lifted up. One, it was destroyed, but whatever happened, the foundation of Baytullah remained very, very firm in the ground. Now comes the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we know his history, that he migrated from Iraq and he had gone to the Levant, to Palestine, and then from there he made these journeys to Makkah Mukarramah. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu was salam was already born and he was young. And that time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam to reconstruct the Baytullah. Obviously, Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam did not know the location. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala directed Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam to the actual location of where Baytullah was. One narration, Allah sent a little strong wind that blew the sand away from above the structure, or rather the foundation of the Baytullah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala instructed him that he should reconstruct. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam spoke to Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and father and son once again together they decided that they will fulfill this hukam and command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam did the construction. Ismail alayhi salatu was salam would bring from the mountains around Makkah the stones so that the Baytullah could be constructed. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Allah tushrik bi shay'a, that no shirk, no polytheism, no idolatry, no joining partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the least bit should be practiced. And this is one very important aspect, that the Baytullah was founded here on Tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We would recall that when Zamzam was found, then the Banu Jurham tribe that hailed from Yemen had populated the area of Makkah Mukarramah, and they, in the vicinity of where Baytullah was or would have been, they had placed their idols there. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about this, that now those idols must be removed and only Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala should be believed in and practiced. And then Allah Ta'ala said, وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْقَائِمِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ, that purify my house. Both purifications. One purification, the outward, that the house should be cleansed and always kept clean. And this is a hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, not only to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, but every custodian of the Baytullah, that outwardly also it must be cleansed, it must be purified, it must be clean, and also spiritually, and as far as iman is concerned, that whatever shirk or anything that even assimilates shirk, all of it must be removed from the house of Allah, because this is a place of purity, this is a place of tawheed and the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For who? Especially للطائفين, for those who make tawaf of Baytullah. Next, والقائمين, and for those who stand. In other words, قائمين, they stand in their salat, they may stand even in their dua, and in whichever way they come to the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they are going to make tawaf of Baytullah, they are going to perform salat at Baytullah. وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ, and those who perform ruku', those who bow down to Allah Ta'ala, وَالسُّجُودِ, and those who prostrate to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that this house should be cleansed. In other ayah, وَالْعَاكِفِينَ, for those who remain in the state of i'tikaf in the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, for each and every one of them, this house should be purified. And hence here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows us that when we are committed to Allah Rabbul Izzat, then we will do things for the sake of Allah, and we will create facilities for those people of Iman, so that they may also turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.